What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today with another one. I know I've been kind of lazy, you know. Well, guys, I'm doing work and school. But anyway, I definitely had to say something about this. This is it's coming from an article called Wealthy Living. It says 65 way too low. Nikki Haley's controversial proposal to raise retirement age sparks countrywide concern. And this is coming from the GOP and you know, the right. Republican, oh Lord. The author is story by E. Valdez, and it says Republican president candidate Nikki Haley says the retirement age in America needs to be raised in order to get control of the economy's debt. Here's the full story. It says federal entitlement programs and the United States federal entitlement programs such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid account for more than half of all the government spending. Raise retirement age. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has asked how she would manage entitlement programs to get control of America's soaring debt. Her answer was to raise the retirement age from 65. Whoa. A retirement age to reflect life expectancy. Haley said, "We changed retirement age to reflect the life expectancy instead of cost of living increases. We do it based on inflation. We limit the benefits on the wealthy, and we expand Medicare Advantage plans." 65 is way too low. Haley did not specify what she thought the retirement age should be raised to, but she did it would be tied to life expectancy. According to Haley, 65 is way too low for the retirement age. Don's not buying it. The Don's not buying it. Don on Twitter said, I think they're saying Donald Trump. Try selling that to a 65-year-old person who has been paying into Social Security for the past 45 years. Haley blames Republicans. Nikki Haley blamed the Republican Party for his role in their increase in federal debt. She attacked her running mate, saying, "You've got multiple candidates on that stage that said they wouldn't touch entitlements. America will be bankrupt." According to Haley, if they don't adjust entitlement programs in America, the other candidates are basically going to go into office and then leave America bankrupt. Social Security and Medicare will be bankrupt too. Haley said the Social Security would be bankrupt in 10 years and Medicare would be bankrupt in 8. Target 20-year-olds. "We don't touch anyone's retirement or anyone who's been promised in," said Haley. Her strategy is to tell younger Americans in their 20s that the rule have changed when they are coming into the system. "The rich are getting too comfortable." Tanya on Twitter was upset with Haley's idea to increase the retirement age of America. She said, "The rich are getting way too comfortable making these pronouncements." Tanya challenged Haley to spend a week in her shoes working retail and still suggest the retirement age be raised. Exactly. But wait, I'm going to give you my point of view. Not all jobs are desk jobs. Yeah, that's true. Well, Dale on Twitter said, "People who advocate raising retirement age never changed a hotel bed, repaired a transmission, stood 8 hours behind the cash register, painted the house, laid new flooring, etc. For pay in their life, not all jobs are desk jobs, peeps. Lower, not higher. Another Twitter user said, retirement age should be lower, not higher. Why do we work our citizens to the bone? Americans do not want to spend their entire lives working. Exactly. Life expectancy is plummeting. Manual labor jobs take a toll on people. Many were confused by her idea to tie Social Security benefits to life expectancy, since life expectancy is plummeting. Plummeting, yep, it is in the United States. Our physically demanding jobs. On Twitter, Tom said it's not pleasant to lay in bed with your back and shoulders, knees, wrists hurting so bad you can't sleep after spending all day carpentering. His physically demanding job makes him want to retire at 65, not later. Doesn't make sense. There are plenty of controversy surrounding Haley's suggestion that would increase the retirement age in the U.S. Roy said, so we can afford to send billions to other countries to war, but we can't afford to pay benefits for Americans. This logic doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I agree. Haley upset Americans. According to the Post, Haley did better than expected in the GOP's first presidential candidate debate. However, the very next day, Haley upset a lot of people when she said 65 is way too low for retirement age. A trans actor called the crowd to punch the turf woman in the face during hate exciting speech. The trans pride said event held in London recently became the center of the heated debate after transgender activist Sarah Jane Baker made a controversial speech inciting violence against those critical trans ideology. Yeah, but yeah, this is crazy. Let's go to the comments about this. There's more comments on here. But what it says, of course, from a user says, of course, politician thinks 65 is too low. Believe me, if there were any real work being a politician, they would not be exciting in DC deep in their 80s. Yeah, just sitting there. Other one says she only wants to raise the age so she and her constituents says can ride more money from Social Security to spend on themselves. Another dude says every politician over 70 needs to start considering retirement. All over 80 bow out gracefully. She will never work. She has never worked. We are too old when we retire. Yep. People paid into SSS their whole lives with promise of security at retirement. It was so-called lockbox only to find out now the box is full of IOUs. Lies said Ms. Presentation. SS is nothing but another tax. Yeah. You need to encourage older folks to retire so that younger folks can move up the ladder to increase personal wealth. Yeah. What's my point of view? I mean, I totally disagree with this lady, Nikki Haley's. It's right now, it's too high. I mean, 65, and it needs to be at least 55 to retire. I mean, she's saying it's too low. I'm saying it's already too high. People like in the comments of the user says the United States of human beings in United States, the expectancy rate is already low. but people are dying earlier than sooner. I mean, people dying sooner than later. You know what I'm saying? I have people dying in their 50s, 20s, 30s, and 50s. Barely dying in their 65 or up. People dying in their 50s and below. So, I definitely disagree with Nikki Haley's. And a lot of people are not in desk jobs. There are physical labor jobs. And like I said, the life expectancy is plummeting. Like, there is a whole study in America that the life expectancy is plummeting. And people are dying much earlier than later. So, and it needs to come down. It needs to go from 65 to 55. And that's my point of view. But until next time, guys, be amazing. And, what do you guys think? Should it be 65? Should it be higher? Should it be lower? Or should it be where it's at? I personally think it should be at least, let it stay 65 or 55. Just saying. Peace out.